says on top of you that Hoyu Oleo Tipi Domin, let's say she had different spots of blood, let's say you're on her clothing. Lamato on the bottom Rashi's Kalemi Katanim, she had small spots of dam. Vitipe Domin Lamalo, Roshi had big spots of dam. Slocher is Toilo the Elyon, you could be totally the big spots of dam at gris until the size of the gris, to say that she's Toiro. So Mila doesn't mean to say kagris milamata, that if she still size, if she sees the size of kesem, the dam is the size of a kagris, that milamata, that she's still tor. You see, she's only telling me more than that. Kumar says lo, it could be kagris means milamalo, that if she sees the size of a gris, that she could be tome. So in this brayse, it wouldn't be a raya. Can it could be something like the mishnah? Kagris means up until a gris. If she finds a kesem, the size of blood stain, the size of a gris, size of a half of a bean, it could be then she would be tamei. There's no proof. If now learn like this, what's going to be nimtzole kagris v'yoid? She found on a kesem, she found a kesem, found a stain on the underwear, the size of a gris v'yoid, a little bit more than a gris, to be parsed, she should be tamei. But what happened was v'yoid, this little bit more than a gris, was Ritzufa by Macholus, there was a dead-like bug crushed on that of the yoid. So what's the locha? Rabbi Chanina, why met Tameya? Still we say she's Tameya. Because we could only be totally in a Macholus the size of a gris. Here that there was a gris of the yoid, we say something else came here besides the Dam Macholus, therefore she's Tameya, the Dam Nidus. Rabbi Yani, Yamanota, Rabbi Yani says, no, we say she's Tahira. What's the Macholus? Rabbi Chanina, why met Tameya? Says she's Tameya. Kitalia b'kagris. When do we say the shear is kagris? B'kagris. If the size is only the size of a gris, then she's Torah. But kagris v'yoid loitalia. Once we find a blood stain, the size of a gris and a drop more, and then we're not totally in a macholus. Even though we found a macholus there, truth, some dam came from the macholus. But there's too much dam there to say it only came from the macholus. Therefore, we have to say there's some dam needed there also. Rabbi Yani Yamatar, Rabbi Yani says no, that she's Torah. Why? Hanimila, when do I say that you have more than the size of a gris, she's Tameya? Heche de la Ritzufa by Macholus, where there's no Macholus squashed there. Havlecha de Ritzufa by Macholus, where there's some Macholus squashed there. If there's a Macholus squashed on it, then we say, Mucha Milsa, Tahai V'yoid da Macholusu, that this V'yoid for sure came from this Macholus that was squashed there. And therefore, posh like a gris, what's left over? This blood stain the size of a gris. So, Kivan the Bial Matalia, since usually we tell you the size of a gris in a macholis, his Okinam Italia, I'd just like to say that part of the oid that the macholis is squashed on is not part of the suffix. That we know for sure came from this dead macholis. What's part of the suffix? The rest of the stain. The rest of the stain, since it's only the size of a gris, not more, that's like usually we always told you it in a macholis, and we say she's Torah. Boy Rabbi Yirmi, Rabbi Yirmi clears out like this, what's going to be, Nisaska b'kagris, she was Isaac in the kagris, but in Salah b'kagris v'yot, she found upon herself, dam the size of a kagris v'yot, she was Isaac, she was working with blood, or killing macholis, and she found now a bloodstained kagris, and a little bit more mal. So Moses is here, to boil the Rav has a question according to Rabbi Chanina. And to boil the Rabbi Yannai, could be Shkut Shala, even according to Rabbi Yannai. To boil the Kaddish, are according to Rabbi Chanina. And it's like this. Ah, Kanatona lo kum, Rabbi Chanina, hosam temeye elo, loy nisaska. She didn't work with the dam. Therefore, we say she's temeye. Avalocha the nisaska, yes, she was working with the dam. Talia, we say, as much dam as she was Isaac with, we know for sure the dam came from that. And the rest of the stain is less than a kagris, therefore she's Torah. When did he say the chumma where she was not Isaac in it? But here where she's Isaac, maybe Talia. Or Duma, maybe no. Afilu Rabbi Yannai before said she's Torah, said before she's Torah, Hani, we won is that Hecha the Tzufa by Macholus. When we see Mamish the Macholus squashed on the Degas, we know that the Yoid came from the Macholus, not part of the Suffolk. Abul Hecha the Tzufa by Macholus, where the Macholus was not squashed on the place, Latalia. Here we're not totally that the Yoid came from the Macholus. And therefore, there's only one big suffix here. And since the size of the stain is more than the size of the gris, she'll have to be Tameya. So, we don't know what the luck would be. Toshma, come here, I'll bring you proof. It says like this, what's going to be Nisafka Biyodom? Let's say she was icing on something red with a red dye, saying, Ein Tolem Bashochor. If she finds a black stain on her clothing, she cannot say that the black stain come from what she was icing in, but rather she has said that the dam tmei she's tummy. Now, the mood, let's say she's icing in a small amount of blood, and Tolem Bashochor, if she finds a large stain on her clothing, she cannot be Tolem Bashochor, but she says she's tummy. Hechidam, what's the case talking about? Love isn't it? Ki hai gavna, the last case we're talking about. Where she was isolated beneath, and she found more now, a little bit more than that, even though it's not more than a gris, still we stay in Tarlan Boss, look where we see, have to go to Chumra. It's more so the Lord, maybe that's not the case. Here the case of a garden, the Nisaska, big gris. She was isolated and down the size of a gris of a bean. Then in Tzalesh Negris in the yard, and she found on her clothing the size of two gris and the yard. Therefore, for sure, more than what she was Isaac was, there was a gris for yard. That's why here she's Tanaya. But before, where it's not more than a gris for yard, maybe should be Torah. For the more Yachim, that's the case. Malamein, what's the Kiddush over here? Some says, yes, still there's a Kiddush. But otherwise, in the time, I would have thought to say, Shekol Kagris Tzipor, take the gris that she was Isaac with from the Dam of the Tzipor, and Shad Yabay Meitzoy, and put it in between the two shiurim, and if so, zil hachalekishur on the right side is no more left the size of a gris v'yoid, and zil hachalekishur on the left side is no more left more than a gris v'yoid. I would have thought that she could be Torah. Is Kamash Malam now here? That you cannot be told that since she was only Isaac in a gris, and she find out the size of two gris and v'yoid, therefore we say she's Tameya. On my Rova says like this, what's going to be Nimtzole Minechot? She finds upon herself one type of dam. So, toilo bo, kama minit, she have right to be totally all other types of dirt. In other words, she doesn't know where it came from, but she sees she has a stain on a begit. So she, this Anisha, doesn't care about, doesn't keep herself that clean. So even though she finds other stains on the begotten red stain, she has a right to say it came from someplace else. Mace, we have a question. Nisaska biyodum, she was Isaac in something red. And Tola Bashochor, we cannot say if she finds a black stain on the begot if it came from that, but rather she's Tameya. So for instance, Nisaska Shani, here it's different. If we know she was Isaac in red, so we know clearly where the red should come from. So then we say only the red should could be told and not something black. But now the case is where she wasn't Isaac in anything. She knows she got herself dirty. So she got herself dirty with this color, it's possible she got herself dirty with another color also, therefore we could be told. He could the army something like this. Omar Rova says, what's going to be Nisaska b'minechod? She's asking in one type, Nisaska b'minechod. So tell the book, Kamaminim, yes, it could be totally all different type of colors also. If she's asking in one color, we could say other colors came upon her also. Mesa, we have a question. It says Nisaska b'yedem, if she was asking in red, and tell them about Shoka, she has a black stain, we're not telling a black stain. So for the theory here, we say with one color, we're totally other colors. For instance, Ki Kama Rava, one that Rava said, the Yisaske Batana Gerlis, where she's Isaac with this hen. The Yisbo Kama Minidom, a lot of different colors of blood come out with it. So therefore, it's like she's Isaac with a lot of colors, therefore any color she finds on a bag, any different type of shade of red, we say came from this hen, that's why she's Torah. But otherwise, which is Isaac only one type of a color, and she finds a different color, we're not totally Zebizel. Then the Mishnah says, Maisa b'isha, in the case for the Isha. For Tanya, we learned, Le'omer chachom, it's a double hokel al-hachmir, faket chachom, we're not mekel, but they were machmir by ksomim. And the Mishnah says the opposite. Amravina answers like this. The pshat is, Le'omer chachom al-divritura, they were not mekel al-divritura. El-lihachma al-divritura, faket, they were more machmir upon the divritura. In other words, midi-yiraisa, if you only find the kesim, she's tahira. It's the rabbonim were machmir, they said that she's tamei. But this tomb is only Madrabonin. Therefore, Madrabonin, we have these coolers to say that she's Tor. That you could be Toli, if she has a Makkah, we have a right to say the Dam came from the Makkah and she's Tor. Now the Mishnah says, Eichu Nosim, she has the aid. The Shemata, she checked herself with, she left it under the pillow at night. See, Boilihu. Mli Pligi Rabonin, the letter of Lazar of Tzadik Aloy. The Lazar of Tzadik says that if you find the spot to be round, it's Torah, from Damacholis. But So you find the spot, the stain of dam, to be long, then she's tmeya. That was Rabbi Elazar of Tzadis. Shalu the chum argue or not? Tashma kamenir. It says kesem oruch. If you have a long kesem, a long strip of blood, is mitzaref. You compare it and put them together to make them to shiv kugris v'yoid. Tipen ain't mitzaref. But we have a few spots that they don't touch one another. Then we're now mitzaref. Each spot that you have to have at least one the size of a gris v'yoid. Mani, who does this price go like? He reblows of Reb Tzedek. Lomli tzir. What do you have to have tzir from? He says moshe kol shutamei. That anytime you find a stain long on the shmata, you tamei. So chura elolav isn't this price going according to rabbanin. And so Shramina pleaded the Rabbanan argue on your blood of Tzadik. And even though you find a long stain, still they say it's tall, unless it's the size of a gris v'yayid. The Mar says, Loi, could be known as Noraya. The early meal of this price goes according to your blood of Reb Tzadik. The Chiyomer blood of Reb Tzadik, the aid. When did he say any little Vedam Moshe Tzatanei? Only when she made a Bedika. On the aid that she made a Bedika, well, there we say any little bit is Tom, it's not Dam Macholis. Abu Bekestim, will she only find the dam on a clothing, not through a bedikaloi? Then even Rav Elazar of Tzadik agrees that you have to have the shear of the gris v'yoid, and less than the size of the gris v'yoid to remain toira. Toshima, come in here. The Amri of Yudam HaShemuel, Halacha k'Rav Elazar of Tzadik, take a fast look Rav Elazar of Tzadik. So since he says Halacha, Mechlau de Pligi, Mashma de Rabbanan argue on him. That's why he has to say Halacha. So Shemamina, that's a good proof to say that Rabbanan talk argue. But our korban we take a pasuk like Reb Elazar Reb Tzadik. In the case where she made a bedika, as she put it under a pillow in the morning, she checks it. If we find the spot to be round, we have right to be told him if somebody was a macholus, an ant under a pillow, and that's where the dam came from, not from the bedika. But the dam is moshuch, even though it's a small speck of dam. Then we say came b'shas the bedika, and then should be tameya. Kehadu nolecho aroya kesem.